Occupational therapists like Amanda Grostinich at Fuse Therapy help children with health challenges engage in meaningful daily activities. Fuse Therapy helps children with disabilities to participate fully in all environments, including social situations. Fuse Therapy supports your child's current therapy plan and individualizes to their needs by using community settings for therapy. It bridges the gap between the clinic and the community. Going to the beach, surfing, kayaking, or a stroll in the park are among the activities Fuse Therapy utilizes to enrich your child's experiences. Help them explore their natural environment, build and adapt dynamic skills in order to bridge that gap. Get your child the help they need. For further information and a free consultation, call Amanda at 918-810-3109. You can also sponsor a child in need. Just call 918-810-3109 for more information. Functional, useful, skills, experience. That's what Fuse Therapy is all about. See more at FuseTherapy.org. Hey, Ed. You hungry? Feel like getting a bite?
Sure, but I'm hungry.
What do you feel like? Where you want to go?
Oh no, not this again. This happens every time we...
Oh no, not this time. Let's just go to the Expo.
The Expo?
Yeah, the Expo, you know. The Expo, over at 1185 Hercules in Clearwater.
The Expo?
Yes, the Expo has breakfast and lunch, from omelets to taco salad, fresh homemade food made to order, daily specials, you name it, the Expo has it.
I've heard good things. Where is the Expo at again?
The Expo restaurant is at 1185 Hercules Road in Clearwater. You know where that is.
Sure I do.
Call them for takeout, delivery, or curbside pickup. 727-461-4140.
So it's off to the Expo, I guess. I think I even saw a coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Simple as that, then. Let's go to the Expo. We need your help. The Just Be a Kid fundraiser, hosted by Fuse Therapy, is hoping to get an adapted bike for this special girl. Please donate toward Presley Bike Equipment and Services for Children with Special Needs. Follow us on the Just Be a Kid virtual bike ride group on Facebook or contact Fuse Therapy at 918-810-3109 or info at FuseTherapy.org. And families with special needs kids will ride on December 5th, 2020 to honor your generosity. The Just Be a Kid fundraiser. Donate by Zelle, PayPal, check, or cash, or call for more info, once again, 918-810-3109 and info at FuseTherapy.org.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Wow, another one in the books, Tom.
Number 982.
26 years. I am the oldest running show here at this network. You believe that? You know how you become an old-timer, Tom? Don't die.
Say again?
Don't die. Yeah, so that's a long time to do, you know? People ask me if I got nervous. I do remember my first show where I got nervous. You know, I do. I know that feeling. But now it's just second nature. You know, you just do something, you do it.
26 years, is that what you said?
Yeah. Wow, huh?
Like the Regis of radio.
Right, it used to be, I used to have a two-hour show, too. And that was just, I cut it to one. You know, Johnny Carson used to be an hour and a half, and he cut it to an hour. So anyhow, we got Gary. Are you there, Gary?
Yeah.
Okay, Gary, I'm going to have you and Tammy do the show today. I have world-class air condition. They're on Drew Street, and they're a great company owned by a guy by the name of Tom and Karen. So I have like a spiritual story to tell about world-class. See, what happened was my son has a four-bedroom house, and right next door to it is the realty company that he pays it. So he was having a problem with his car. So what I did is I picked him up so we could pay his mortgage there, right? So I see these vans, air conditioned. I put out a coupon book in Pinellas County. And generally, we do really well with the air condition companies. Dunedin Air Condition has been with us for like 20 years. And Absolute Air Condition has been with us for about 20 years. And they always give us rave reviews on getting new deals and leads for them. You know, that's what it's about. You know, last year, over 500 quarter-inch drill bits were sold, right? Mm-hmm. But no one wants a quarter-inch drill bit. What they want is a hole.
Exactly.
Right, Gary?
Yeah.
So, what people want from us is they want results. They don't want to place an ad. They want customers, and they want... That's what they want. So, anyhow, so I go there, and I'm like, okay, I'm doing my son a favor. And I drop the books off. So I said, why not just leave our media kit and some books on the windshield of World Class. Is that it right there?
Yeah, that's their address right there.
But do you have their information?
Their info is there, yes.
Okay, so anyhow, they got a website too. And so I leave it there, right? So I'm thinking, okay, great. So then I run into Karen and I always pronounce the name wrong of the Italian restaurant. How do they pronounce that?
Dieci's,
right?
Dieci, yeah, 10.
Yeah, 10. That means 10 in Italy. So who do you think I run into? Karen.
No idea.
Karen.
Oh,
no, I haven't seen Karen in...
Info, right?
I haven't seen Karen in 10 years.
But you didn't know that she was
right.
The owner, right?
No, she's not the owner. She does. She runs the front office. She's the front person. So she goes, you're not... So I said, oh, you know, you talk. I hugged her, of course. And I hugged her for like 10 seconds. Like, you know, I mean, this woman is so, means so much to me, brought so much joy to me, and just was there for me. You can confide in Karen, and she's a true friend. You know, one of those true friends that you rarely, they say in a lifetime, if you have one true friend, you're lucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Karen is that type of person with the love she has in her heart. But then so she's leaving us. I just said, hey, she said, show, I see you doing the magazine still. Good, great. She goes, so I asked her what she's doing. She goes, oh, I'm working the front desk and I'm running world-class air condition. What is the odds of me leaving books there? Because I gave my son a ride to pay his mortgage. And guess what the name of the company next to the real estate company is?
World-class.
Right. So now I haven't seen Karen in 10 years. I leave books there. And she even said, oh, my God, those are you, because it doesn't say my name on it, right?
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, she goes, I'm world class. You know, she said it was divine intervention. I just got off the phone with her. She goes, mm-hmm. It was meant to be that our paths collided, right? Because have you ever done something where, again, I got to stress this. I call it an IBM, an itty-bitty miracle, right? It's just amazing that I give my son a favor, a ride, so he can pay his mortgage. World-class air conditions next door. I leave books there. That same night, I run into Karen. And she goes, oh, I work at world-class. And I haven't seen her in 10 years.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
Things happen for a reason.
Hey,
right.
Matthew.
Hey.
Yeah. Matthew's in the house, the expo. So anyhow, I just thought I'd tell that story about world-class air condition. I wish I had their phone number.
I do. I can read it for you.
Can you read it? Because like I can't see that. I think...
Okay, so...
It's what's the world-class Heaton, actually.
1710 Drew Street in Clearwater, and their phone number is 727-447-5101. So 447-5101.
World-class Heaton. So that guy Tom, and you know what's so funny is this guy Tom that runs it. I know another guy. I do Dunedin Refrigeration, and I also do AA Absolute. And the word is that Tom is a real honorable guy.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's the deal. And this is before I even knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody that talks about Tom says the word, it was twice the word honor came in.
Awesome.
Honorable.
Right? We have a lot of great business owners around this area.
Right. So to be trustworthy, I think, is one of the most important things, you know. And I'll
go here, right?
So when my thing's
Before you go, Brian, I need to say something.
Go ahead.
I want to thank you and your show, because I just made $1,750 for the kids.
That's pretty awesome. That's really awesome.
Wow, that's really good.
I wanted to thank you.
Well, good. You know, the best we ever did is we generated $45,000.
Yeah.
You know, for St. Jude's Hospital for the kids. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a great event.
It was our, and this year we're giving out turkeys too. And I generally don't talk about that, but maybe because you being with the food industry, you might want to donate a couple of turkeys.
All right.
I already know him. So then the signs, that's fantastic, Gary. Thank you for saying that.
Sure.
Because, you know, you want to do deals where both parties win, right?
Yeah.
What is a good deal? Is that you're happy and I'm happy.
Yep.
Then we know we made a good deal. And was it done with honor and trust? You know, I was about to go on to trust God, right? Because as long as I trust God, because my emotional insecurities sometimes overtake me, and that's just the truth of who I am. So maybe I shouldn't say this, but sometimes I get into fear, or I get anxiety, or I get resentment, or I get self-pity, whatever it is. And the only way that can happen is because I'm not trusting God.
Yep.
Two one-syllable words. And that's the indicator I look for, because if you have a gas and you're driving down the car and that light comes on in your gas tank, right? What does that mean? That's an indicator that your car needs gas, right? So you know to pull over. Well, the indicator for me is when I'm not trusting God, is I'm having one of those emotional insecurities of resentment, fear, self-pity, whatever other ones you can think of. And whatever they are, I got them.
Right? We all do.
Right. Yeah. So I get scared sometimes, you know, just to be. But that only means that I'm not trusting God.
Yep.
Because if I say, God, please take this away from me and have me be the man you want me to be and talk to God, he will. But do it with a good heart, too, and really believe it. So for you people that are having fear or anxiety, you know, I had one show. I had one lady. I shared this type of message.
Yeah.
This is a true story. I get goosebumps telling it. I started crying. I'm not going to cry now, I guess. But she said she was about to commit suicide.
Wow.
And she happened to be listening to the radio show.
To buy an intervention.
And she called me up to let me know that. And I generally try not to tell that story.
Yeah.
Because, you know, let your friends toot your horn.
Exactly, yeah.
Humility is that you don't think less of yourself. You just think of yourself less.
Yep.
Right? So having humility, I really shouldn't tell that story, but it's the truth. So to let people out there know there's always hope, right? So if you're out there and you're listening, and when you're at the end of your rope, right, there's always hope, right? Because as long as you have hope, right, that things, this too shall pass is what you say to yourself, or everything's going to be okay. And then if you think to yourself, whatever troubles you're going through, you've gotten through them before in the past, right? So if you've gotten them through before in the past, you can do it again. Everything's going to be okay. Say to yourself, this too shall pass. And for me, what works, I can just talk about me, is, you know, I'm happier for longer periods of time more often, but I have my moments where I have anxiety and fear. And I'm frightened.
We always do.
Right?
We always
but
do.
The answer is turn to God. Trust God. Two one-syllable words if you think about it. But as long as you trust God and just say to yourself, everything's going to be okay. And the reason I went on that spiritual, because you can live in the material world where it's about me.
Yep.
Or you can live in the spiritual world where it's about you. You know, your very life depends upon constant thought of others. Right? And then you'll be happier for longer periods of time more often. So see how you can help someone. And here's the deal, too. Try to help someone that can't help you. Go to that guy that you see that you know he's homeless. You know it. Give him a $5 bill. Maybe give him some clothes. Find somebody that you can't help you, right? And the battle takes place in our mind, right? So the mind goes, so the body goes. And as long as you're spiritual, then your mind will be okay. And it just takes practice, right? It takes practice. You want to become a good piano player, what do you got to do?
Practice, practice, practice.
Right, so now I'm going to leave the show to you guys with that. But that all became because of world-class Heaton.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that I leave my information media kit on her windshield. And that night, I see her, and I haven't seen her in 10 years.
That's crazy.
And she tells me I'm working at world-class Heaton.
Crazy.
What happens? Yeah,
all the time.
So then I text Tammy. I said, "It's not odd. It's God."
Yep.
Right, because it sounds like if you say the story, what's the odds of that? Right.
Right.
So anyhow, that's the deal. World class, Karen. You're wonderful. And then, of course, the things I hear about Tom, the owner, is all I hear about him is the two times I heard people talking about him. He's honorable.
Awesome.
Anyhow, you guys take over the show.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Claus. All right, Mr. Gary. So how are you today?
Well, I'm really, really good. I have a whole bunch of kids that are getting ready to start their next year in scouting.
Very cool.
And I just finished up a World Jamboree with, it's 50 million kids. 169 countries. It's called Jamboree on the Air, Jamboree on the Internet.
That's awesome.
And now I've got a whole bunch of little guys here that are trying to join up, and that's this month.
Very cool.
Great.
Very cool.
That is great. So this week I did run into one of my clients that we were speaking about, and I actually did give your name to her because you had said that you may be interested in some framing work for some of your certificates or whatever. So I did tell Wanda at A Frame of Mind that you may be interested in some things that she has to offer. I hope.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, that's the A-Frame of Mind over on 1492 Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. And if anybody else would like to have anything framed, or they do so many different things for pictures, plus they sell a bunch of stuff, and she decorated for Christmas. It's so cute in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Even though it's too early.
What's your phone number?
Her phone number is 727-784- 0708. So 727-784-0708. And that's Wanda, and Pat works there as well. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much at A Frame of Mind. They did some beautiful work for us, and we really appreciate it. All right. So, Matthew.
Yes. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going so great. I had your amazing tacos the other day. They were so good. And now you have me thinking about what you were actually eating, which that looked delicious.
Oh, what was I eating that day?
You were having the omelet with spinach.
Yes, and spinach, gyro meat, and something else.
I know feta, because I love feta. Yeah.
And then a side of pita bread. I was just like, make me something. And so, yeah, I couldn't remember exactly what it was.
It looked really good.
And then I took tacos home with me the other night, like for supper that night. So,
all right.
I got my little fix.
Yes, you guys got to go check out the expo.
Yes.
Matthew has recently taken over. He's a Georgia boy. Yes. And they're located at 1185 North Hercules Avenue, right in Clearwater, near the railroad tracks.
Yep.
From either direction.
Yeah, on either
Hercules.
Direction.
And everything there is amazing.
Well,
like,
thank you.
Everything
thank you,
I've
thank
had,
you.
It's so good. Like, I stuffed myself to death for lunch. I had the amazing tacos because I really love the taco salad, but I thought, I'll try some tacos today. They were super good.
Good.
Super good. Really, You probably think I'm not telling the truth, but they really are the best tacos
well,
I ever
thank
had.
Thank you. I'll make sure to let Tito know. He takes pride and joy in all his food that
oh,
he
yes.
cooks.
Oh, yes. Well, I didn't know what his name was, but I heard the server talking to him. Yeah. And then someone I was leaving, I was like, good job, Tito.
Yep. Tito does really good. And it's so funny, like, he takes really good pride in his work to where he'll even pull me over. I could be in the middle of taking cash or doing this or doing that. He's like, come over here, come over here. And he's like, take a picture. He's like, post it on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
So like all the time he's super proud of his work, which
yes.
in return makes.
Which if anybody would like to see my whole entire plate of tacos that I actually ate all of, I have posted them on Facebook
awesome.
As well.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I post stuff on my Facebook and I'm like, wait a second. Nobody knows. Like, I have all my Georgia friends up on my Facebook.
Oh,
so I don't
right,
have a
right.
lot of Florida friends yet on there. So.
Oh, that's okay. They'll get to know you.
Eventually. Then maybe they don't need to know all my weirdness that I left back in Georgia. So, you know.
Speaking of some really good social media things that we do have available in our area
yes.
is there's an app called Nextdoor.
Okay.
And basically what you do is you join it through Facebook.
Okay.
And you put in your address and everything and they
cool.
verify that you are
a
legit person and everything. But I have learned a lot about it's for everything, anything in your neighborhood.
Gotcha.
You can promote your business,
yeah.
Talk about, you know, come by and see us, but it's all local people that are actually
around you. Very cool.
Right. So it's actually a really good tool.
Nextdoor.
It's a good tool to use.
Okay.
And then there's groups on Facebook as well that
gotcha.
You can join for different neighborhoods. And I would do that if I were you and just
okay.
put yourself out there.
I will.
Yeah. Because, you know,
to.
I moved to a new area recently.
Yeah.
And so I learned a lot of because I didn't know anything about anything what was close to me. So I actually learned, found some really great restaurants,
cool.
Different businesses that are close to me, all through those apps. So
awesome. Well,
a lot of people seem to use them and they all have, you know, good positive reviews and stuff like that. So it's
good.
Great.
I will definitely have to try them out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, staying at home with the dog all the time kind of gets like a little boring. So
aww.
I will definitely check it out for sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure. All right. And that's the Expo,
yes.
1185 North Hercules Ave in Clearwater.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, Gary. So do you have any other things going on, maybe coming up for the holidays or anything like that?
Oh, nothing. I got about 15 events.
Oh, I figured
maybe
you
a taco
did.
Feast.
Taco feast.
Yes. Anyway, they're all very exciting.
Okay.
And I've got most of them are at our summer camp, which is now our fall camp. It's a Camp Sewell down very close to Safety Harbor.
Okay.
Great.
And it's on Sunset Point Road. And you just go down Sunset Point Road, find Sewell Road, and turn and go in there, and you'll end up at the Boy Scout camp.
All right.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
So
I actually did a little... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got a whole bunch of kids that are registering right now for scouting.
Great.
For the coming year. We've got... Thanksgiving parties, Christmas parties, events. We've got an event every weekend all the way through Christmas.
Wow.
Awesome.
And then right after Christmas, we've got a two-day camp over.
Oh, cool.
So that's going on.
This is a great time of year here in Florida to go camping, guys.
Yep.
Like, I actually just did a little camping myself.
I was about to say, didn't you go camping last week?
This past weekend.
Past weekend.
And it was... because it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hot when you go out there and it's like 95 still at 1 o'clock in the morning. But this is the perfect time of year.
Gotcha.
Yes, perfect time of year.
Minus a hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That was crazy. I was not expecting that one yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Our semi-anticlimactic hurricane we had.
Which I did pretty good, but I was trying to work, and oh, my gosh, it was just so windy and raining. I mean, it rained every single city that I went to. Like, it not raining anywhere. So all the way from my house all the way to Pinellas Park yesterday, it was definitely raining. Last night, there was a bit of wind gust, so the front part of my little roof there kind of came loose. up, but other than that, everything was okay.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah, well, we had a tornado right next to us.
Oh, gosh. You know...
You know the where the Clearwater Air Park is?
Yes.
Yeah, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a tornado over the top of the air park.
Oh, wow. So it was right, because I'm right... I mean, right next to it. And we got the warning.
I did, too. So I was wondering if something actually was happening, because you know you get the warnings on your phone.
Yep.
I was close to that yesterday around that time.
So, but I didn't see anything. So it was right there at the air park.
So did it do any damage to anything that you know of?
No, I don't. It didn't touch down. It was right in the air over the air park.
Oh, wow. That's lucky.
Yeah. I know there was a guy that was eating at the restaurant. He works over at Aerosonics, and we were talking at the cash register, and he's like, so are you excited about your first hurricane? And I was like, nah, you know, we get, you know, it's kind of weird to say we get them in Georgia, but I think ever since Irma, we've had like two or three.
Right?
Actually, we've had more in my area in Georgia than we have here. And so I was like, you know, it is what it is. And he's like, yeah, everything's normal except this tornado. He's like, I'm going back to work. And I was like, I feel safer over there than in this building with all the glass. I said, I might join you.
So, right.
But that's, so it never touched down. It was just in the air. Gotcha.
That's right.
Yep. That's one thing that, definitely tornadoes. When I first moved here, it was it was a summer storm, you know, and we were at the beach. And so it was, I mean, you know, 98 degrees, it was hot, middle of summer. But all of a sudden we saw it like way, way down the beach, like to the right of us, it was starting to get like black, dark.
Yeah.
And I see all the people running off the beach. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it was moving slow, but it was coming towards us. So we had all this stuff to pack up. All these kids are with us. We're trying to pack everything. And we were like all the way out by the water. So we had to carry all this.
Wow.
We just made it to like this little hotel. Like we didn't make it to the car.
Yeah.
Cause we had radios and all kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So we got underneath their little, you know, place where we could, well, sort of semi stay dry, but
And but then at least stay safe.
But it was over in like 20 minutes, like literally over, but there were water spouts out on the water and I watched them like form right up and there was like three of them and then they dissipated. I was like, thank goodness. Thank you, Lord.
It's an eerie sight, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing to me about coming from up north is the way that the storms and that the rain is here. Because, you know, in Ohio, I'm not even kidding. When it rains, you could drive for 2 hours and it is still raining.
Wow, yeah.
So it's like, you know, I never ever thought, well, yeah, of course there's got to be an end to the rain someplace here. You can drive
right
on one street and it's pouring down rain and all windy. And then the next street is absolutely beautiful and sunny.
Exactly. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yes.
So,
we should be having some good weather for your camping trips, though.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to be very nice.
Yeah.
How many?
Actually,
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, how many kids are y'all expecting and everything like that the trips?
Well, we have... it varies between about 1,800 and 2,200.
Wow.
Goodness. So you need lots of volunteers out there, huh?
We sure do. And we do all the training. And it's a lot of fun. We are very cautious because of COVID right now.
Yep. Right.
And so we go above and beyond. We have... when you check in, you bring your medical forms, all of that. You have to fill out a questionnaire. We take your oxygen level, and we also check you for any cold, cough, anything like that.
Gotcha.
And we take your temperature.
Oh, very cool. Even the oxygen level, that's very good.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard of that, but that's...
Yes, very cool.
Like I said, our safety protocols are quite something.
That's amazing. I mean, you run such a top-notch organization, really.
That's what I was about to say,
Really. I mean, it. Like, again, we talk about it a lot, but the kids, they need this.
Yeah.
Like, it's also for guidance. I mean, they learn how to be good people. I mean, they learn how to survive outside, which is necessary. I mean, really, we need to know these things. Like, there's so many people these days, and it's funny to me because I'm a girl, but there's a lot of guys that they don't know how to do anything.
Yep, like, that's anything. True. I'm that like, is very true.
Are you kidding me? Like,
I just had this conversation with one of my employees, actually, and her drain or something, her septic tank, anyway, is messed up. And she was saying, you know, I know how to do all this. So it bothers me that I have to pay somebody to do it.
Right.
Because she grew up in a world where she had to learn this stuff. So she had to know how to work on cars and this and that. And it does blow my mind, even to the simplest things. Like, my best friend does not know how to do laundry. And it blows my mind.
Well, see, I had four brothers. Yep. They were all scouts. I was a scout myself. I was a Girl Scout. So, of course, we learned a lot of things. But the boys seemed up in my area to learn more things about outside and things like that, you know. But my dad was like, he was a firm believer in teaching us how to be self-sufficient. Yep. So he would, I mean, I remember I was the light holder all the time. If he was in the garage, like fixing something, but I was learning, you know, I learned what certain tools were. Yep. I learned what you need to, take off your air filter. It's really easy. You can change it yourself, you know, things like that. But Scouts like enlightens kids to learn how to just, you know, do some things by yourself.
Yep. And instills good morals and values throughout the whole learning process.
Absolutely. And it's so much fun. I remember I liked it when they had the Pine Box Derby.
Okay.
It was so much fun. Like, I wasn't even involved in it, but my brothers all were so into making their cars. Like, and I watched my dad, how he cut the wood, and like they made the car and they'd paint it and do all
that
stuff.
Really neat.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was very cool.
That is really
cool. Yeah, well, we had girls now for 2 years.
I know, that's so awesome.
Well, speaking of the Pinewood Derby, the last one I saw was there was a little girl 6 years old, and she made her car all pink.
Aww.
And on the car it said, "Girls rule, boys drool."
All right.
And she won.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
That is so awesome. That's great. So we are just joined in the studio as well with Alex. How are you doing today, Alex?
Hello, boys and girls. It's Alex. I'm one of your friendly neighborhood radio junkies. I hang out in the parking lot waiting for somebody to say, "Hey, come on in, out of the weather."
Come on in.
So what did you think of that weather last night? Did you get wet?
Oh, yes. I got wet all day yesterday. I was just soaked to the bone all day.
I'll tell you what. I woke up this morning and looked outside and expected everything to be blown away, and the sun was out.
I know.
Can you believe it? Yep. Craziness.
So we're here with the coupon guys, right? What's the name of your product? What's that book called?
BCC Coupons.
BCC Coupon Book with Brian Cash Claus and his partners of crime, or in crime, I should say. And then we got locations all over the county, from Gulf to Bay North. Is that where it is?
Actually, from Pinellas Park.
Whoa.
All the way up to the tip of Holiday.
Yeah. Wow. And there's hundreds of locations, right?
We have over 900 that I have counted. I mean, it changes constantly, only because, I mean, new businesses open and then it becomes a new spot. So
exactly.
It's I've made lists before, but it just changes so much.
So overwhelming,
and it's a lot of writing. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to say Plaza. I'm not going to count all these businesses because a lot of things change over the period
of time.
If
you need a copy of the coupon book, you can get it here at the WTAN radio station. Just come on in the back door, and there's a rack right inside.
Yep.
Brian keeps that full. We're here every Thursday from 3 to 4.
Absolutely. Sure. We have some real good spots in Dunedin. There's an outside location that a lot of people like because you can pick it up anytime.
Where's that at?
Outside the Bell's Outlet, on Patricia Avenue.
Yep.
That is a real good location for us.
It's a plaza.
Yes, it's right beside the newspaper rack down by Bell's. That is a great location for us because we go through a lot of books there.
Oh,
also, Ace Hardware in
Dunedin. Yeah, we talked about Ace Hardware last week.
Yep.
They've been around a long time. That's great.
Pretty much everywhere.
You should have this in the front seat of your truck and your car, and when you're out and about and you want something to eat, Brian's got a bunch of food places
there.
But with the food places, we also got the pool remodeling place called the Salty Dog Pool.
Yes.
What do you know about that place?
Well, I know that Fred is so professional. He's been in business a long time. He's got a
Fred's the owner?
Yes.
Fred's the owner? He's there or he's around the place on a regular basis?
All the time. All the time. If you call, it's pretty much Fred you're going to talk to.
That's good to know.
He is 100% involved, but his reputation just...
It speaks for itself.
Yeah. He has a very good reputation. It doesn't matter what you need. If you need remodeling, if you want to put a new pool in, if you want to resurface your pool, or if you just, you know, want someone to come in and take care of your pool for you,
so they do pool maintenance too.
Yes, they do it all.
That's great. That's great. So he's right in the middle of our distribution area. Is with it Dunedin? Where's he at?
He's located in the Dunedin area, but he goes all over. All over. Yeah. So
we have car, we'll travel.
Yes, for sure. He does commercial properties and residential properties as well. So he deals with a lot of the hotels in the area. Like I said, very professional, really good guy. And if you guys need any, or have any questions about a pool, or if you have an existing pool and you want to change something, give Fred a call at 727-810-POOL. P-O-O-L, which is 7665, 810-7665.
It's always good to work with the local business owners because that's the lifeblood of Pinellas County.
It really is. The small businessman,
but it don't sound like Salty Dog is small. He sounds like he's got a lot going on in his neck of the woods.
I mean, he started off just himself. He's built that business up. And
that's very impressive.
Like I said, still, if you call right now, I bet you he's the one who's going to answer, or I'll say, hey, I'll call you right back.
Great.
Very involved, and he's very professional.
Well, I also found out about somebody named Laura the Barber.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about Laura, because I know you know all these people. They're your buddies.
I do. Laura is amazing. She's located over in Dunedin, and sort of a little obscure place. Some people don't realize that she's there. I don't know if you guys are familiar. Oh, my gosh. What is the name of the... There's a store on the corner, but it's right on Pinehurst.
Okay.
And what is the street
is it
that crosses there? It's the very first street. It's the first corner. So if you are on Main Street and you turn off on Pinehurst, it's the first intersection.
All right, you got me.
There was several other businesses in her plaza which have closed since. But there is a plumbing company, Joe's Family Plumbing, is in her plaza.
Okay. I got her phone number here. You can call her at 727-657-3029. And if you go through the coupon book, you'll find her picture right in the middle of the ad.
Yep.
It's right around the 50s on the page numbers. And she's got a $3 off coupon.
Ooh. Yep. She does men, women, coloring. She does it all. So
and that's
she's
really good
amazing.
To know because I went to... a hair stylist the other day or a couple of weeks ago, and in the middle of getting my hair cut, he was like, I don't typically do guys' hair, and I'm like,
oh no,
isn't this something you should
have said before?
But I will say one thing I do like about this coupon book is that y'all don't just pick fly-by-night customers. These are not everybody that y'all have talked about or that I have visited as well always have a good reputation in the community. So it speaks volumes not only to the coupon book, but also the way y'all do business as well.
Oh, thank you. I mean, we have awesome clients. Like I said, I mean, Brian was just talking about world-class heating and air. Like,
yeah.
His reputation is very good. I love doing this for a living because I love the people that we meet.
Yep.
Like, I am meeting people all day long, just talking to them about their
learning
business,
their
networking, you know, trying to help out. Even if you're not our client, I don't care.
Yep.
I mean, if there's someone I know that you could work with, I will put you guys together, you know. And with Laura, you know, she's been in the Dunedin area, I would guess to say, probably 20 plus years.
Wow.
Well, you know what? When you're in business, it's fun being in business, but it's fun being in business with your friends.
Yes.
And that's what I see between you and Brian. You guys are friends with everybody. And while these guys are out there, they're also your cheerleader, folks. If you want to advertise with Brian and his team here, give him a call. What's your phone number at the coupon book? What's your phone number? How do we get a hold of you guys?
Give us a call at 727.
We're going to plug you guys today.
All
How's
right.
That?
804-6082. That's Brian's direct line. If anybody has any questions about how we can help you, if you want to be on the radio.
Yep.
I mean, right now, I've been promoting on some different social media sites that if you are a local business, I don't care if you do business with us or not. You can come in and get a spot on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, we, you know, what's going on right now with the COVID and things are a little different. So we need to all pull together and help each other. So
absolutely.
If I can help in any way, if you want to come in and plug your business, come on down.
That's really impressive.
Well, how did it, it's like, what is that thing? Let's make a deal. Come on down. Come on. Brian Cash Claus is here with his book, and he's ready to do business.
All right. I think we have a caller on the line. I'm so sorry, guys.
We got a caller? That's exciting. Everybody, stop. Stop the presses. We got a caller.
Do we have Maurice on the line?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Hey, Maurice. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Maurice. You guys welcome people with accents?
Yes, we do. Well,
we
talk to
notice.
Everybody.
We didn't even notice.
How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just coming back from a job. We just put some money in people's pockets.
All right.
Very cool.
Tell us a little bit about how you did that.
Well, actually, what I went to see is to get solar engineering on the roof.
Awesome.
And their case were was able to accommodate more than 100% of their electric consumption.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And killing the bill and turn it into a payment over 25 years that saved them about $100 a month.
That's great. So what Maurice... That is amazing. So what Maurice does is solar energy.
Oh, that's big.
Yes.
That's big.
Yes. So tell us a little bit how people can get in contact with you and what exactly if, because, you know, speaking of Nextdoor again, I keep seeing people asking questions about solar and if people have it, if what their opinion is on it,
yep.
Who they can contact to get it. So I have been plugging you on there, just so you know.
Yep,
but
solar.
Tell us how we can get in contact with you.
Well, we are Solar, and we're a group of people that have come together to help people better. And it's a lot of solar professionals that have come together with Pro Solar to make a better company than what they used to be working for.
Awesome.
Well, you know what
we
they say.
We create a better electric condition for customers.
Right.
Well, you know what they say, givers get. So if you give help, you'll get help.
Yep.
Right.
And it never comes back from the one. You never get it from the one you gave it to. You just got to know that there is a circle of life and good things come for those who wait.
Right. So the company is Pro Solar that Maurice works with. And you can lower your electric bill. Some people can lower it to zero. It all depends. But they will come in and give you... Basically, you break it down for them, right? And you look at what they're spending and how much you can save them, and you give them like an estimate, right?
We design and engineer every solar installation for every home depending on what the customer needs.
Right. So it's not just some package that everybody gets the same thing and you just stick it up there. He actually comes in because a lot of people, like I said, I see they don't really understand what solar is. You have to have somebody who's knowledgeable like Maurice come in and give you a breakdown. Like they look at your electric bill and they say, oh, okay, well, this is how much your electric bill is. So these are how many panels that you need to offset your bill.
Yep.
You know, so like I said, it's not just the same thing for every single person. And it absolutely saves money for everyone. So what's your number, Maurice? How can people call you?
They can call me to my 727 number. It's 403-8375.
All right.
All just call, 403-8375. Yeah, 403-8375.
Right.
Or call Pro Solar and just tell them you heard in the Brian Cash show. So ask for Maureen.
Okay. Yes.
Works for me.
So
yeah,
that's
cool.
Pro Solar. You can find them online. They have website. You can look at what they offer. So look them up, Pro Solar, or call Maurice direct. And that is to lower your electric bill. I know you can use solar also for your water heater and for your electric. So it really helps a lot of people out. They do not just residential, but also commercial properties. So you need to give them a call so you can start saving money today.
Well, Maurice and I are doing two deals right now.
All right, Gary.
Gary, just real quick. Open Late Hazy Beer Smoke Shop. Fast free delivery. They replace that stuff, I guess. They do the smoke shop also where they do the vapes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you guys can do, like, talk about my good friends over there at Hazy Beer. They're on Drew Street. And spend a few minutes talking about these guys. If you're in the Dunedin magazine, they're on page 37. Maybe you can give some information.
Yes, for sure.
But they're open late. The main thing he wants to put, they're open on the holidays, too.
Yes.
Right? So they also have free delivery. Who would think that for a smoke shop?
Free delivery. That's awesome.
Right. So tell me your experience. Does anybody here smoke?
Yes, and I have switched over to vaping.
Right. So and they got the best prices. But if you walk in there at Hazy Beer, it's clean and it smells like they write incense and stuff, you know?
Yeah, they make they have vaporizers there where they do the essential oils and different dry herbs that they mix themselves. I mean, they do a lot of stuff there. They sell cleaning products, they do containers, they do the dab mats, tools, the dry herb vaporizer, the pipes, water pipes, e-liquids, recyclers, the vape devices, air fresheners, bubblers, and they do everything and deliver.
Right, and they smell nice.
Like
when you walk in there, it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it just has that home. I guess like you feel like you're at home, even though it's a vape shop.
Right.
They have a homely look to it.
And also, they are very proud to say that they sell American-made glass there.
Of that.
So it comes from America, made by Americans.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. I know with vape shops, and it's kind of like vape shops and tattoo parlors. Like, I've noticed that in this world, like, now we live in a world where that's a common thing. So if it's an inviting place where, because I'm not knowledgeable about vapes and all that, so to me, it's very welcoming. I don't smoke, but if I did, it would be a lot.
Well, they have the hookah vapes, too.
Oh, okay. Get me in a place I probably
that's the whole thing. You know, I was a smoker. I've quit and quit and quit and quit and quit, and I could just never kick it completely, honestly. But what I have done with the vape is I started off on a certain milligram.
Gotcha.
And I have gotten down to 3 milligrams, which is basically almost nothing. Which it's mainly something to just do. Because especially when I'm talking, like, that's what I'm used to, you know. But I can get down to 0 with the vape, and it is. It's a hookah. That's what it is. Wow. It's a portable hookah.
Yeah.
And they have all these awesome flavors that taste good and smell good. And it does, you know, I'm so tired of the whole cigarette, you know, smell and all of that. This does not give you a bad smell. Doesn't make your hair smell. It's awesome.
Very cool.
Open on holidays. They deliver, and they're located right at 1872 Drew Street, right in Clearwater. And you can give them a call at 727-223-9606. That's Hazy Bear Smoke Shop.
So is Maurice still there on the solar?
Yeah, Maurice, are you still there?
Yeah, still here, yeah.
Oh,
still here.
Right. I have a
question for you, Maurice. There's a lot of advertising.
I was just smoking away right here.
You should see this place. Yeah, there's a lot of advertisement going on about the December 20th deadline or something that's going to expire for the tax credit. Can you tell all of our listeners what that's about real quick?
Yeah, you have to be installed before here. So that throws the 26%, you know, out the door, because you should have to have done it already.
Oh my, okay.
So it's unless a miracle happens and it gets installed before, then you get the 26%. But right now it's 22% for the coming year. So don't lose that.
Right.
I hope they do bring it back up.
Well, you know, with the new administration, I think you might be seeing stuff like that coming back around. So we'll see. We'll see.
Right. Which, for everyone listening, that is a tax credit that you actually get back money on your tax return if you have solar installed. It's an incentive for us to be green.
So
it's
basically a cash rebate.
Right. Yep.
Wow.
In addition to what you normally get.
Wow. Right.
So if you spend $10,000 on a solar system, you're going to get $2,400 or 22. Right. So right now the program's got is at 22%. That's good.
It's
that's
a lot really of money. Good.
It's like, right. Yeah. Right.
You know how much? You know how many days I got to work to make $2,200?
I know.
Right.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And also an awesome thing about ProSolar as well, guys. You don't have to come out of your pocket with, you know, thousands of dollars to have this system installed. They do financing.
Oh, good.
So
news.
Basically, it's like good. You cut your electric bill down, and whatever money, let's say you were paying yep. towards that bill, can go towards paying solar. Then it's paid off, and then you don't have a bill like that anymore.
Yep. See, that's why it's worth
exactly.
to listen to.
That's how we put money back in your pocket.
Right.
There you go. Good job, man.
The idea, my goal with every customer is to turn them into a lower payment every month.
Right.
That's what it's supposed to do. Yeah.
Well, good job, man. Good job. Well, so thanks for calling WTAN today.
Use your electric bill to pay for it.
Yes, Maurice. Thank you so much. It's always wonderful to talk with you. You are an awesome guy. Tell us one more time how we can get in contact with you.
Well, the ProSolar, you can call directly ProSolar. Ask for Maurice. And let them know that it was through Brian Cash. And also, you can call me direct. 727 number 403-8375.
Thank you so much. And I know Gary was trying to say that you guys have a couple things going on. Gary's on the line as well, Maurice, when Brian yeah. came in. So Maurice is helping with the scouts as well, I believe.
Yep.
We are attempting
sure
to
is.
Do the same thing for the scouts, which is wonderful. Good to meet Gary and we're working on that together.
That's awesome. That's great. That makes me feel so good, guys. We're running out of time for today, but thank you so much, Maurice. It was wonderful speaking with you, and maybe you can call in next week, but we'd love to good. Have you on the show again. And thank you also, Gary. How can anybody get in contact with any questions about the scouts, Gary?
727-642-9240.
All right. Thank you so very much.
And do you see the expo? He's more talking about other people.
Always.
And then
always.
Alex talking about other people. They're
always
here to promote their businesses, but you know what they're doing? To keep it, you got to give it away.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing. Okay, so let's end with the Hazy Bear. Give us some really good stuff about that smoke shop and do some nice stuff for them, if you don't mind.
Well, I know that they're a great place, and we were talking about it earlier. They got a really nice, homey feel to it. Go in, visit with the staff, talk it over with what your needs are. Don't be bashful. We opened this, the people open that business just to meet you.
Yep.
That's
you.
Right.
So go on in, ask all the questions you want, learn about what they've got, figure out the products. Hey, I bet you even they'll let you do a sample.
They definitely do. And that's 1872 Drew Street, 727-223-9606. Get your plug in there real quick.
Just real quick also, too, Blue Sake next week. We're going to be doing a big show about the Blue Sake. And it's at 1425 State Road 580 in the Subway Plaza. Next week, Blue Sake.
Thank
it's
you,
always
Alex.
Fun. I'll give you a plug, Alex. It's always coming
thank
here.
You,
it's
Matthew from now. Expo. Oh,
thank you.
We want to thank you all for listening to WTAN
so
Radio
much.
Today and the Brian Cash Clause coupon book.
How can we call you about Happy Homes?
Just call my phone number, 727-539-7446.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Thank have a great
thanks
day,
for listening
Tampa
to
Bay.
Our show here on the WTAN Radio Network. Come on, Brian. One minute.
Yes. So Alex walks in the radio station, and he does sprinkler systems. Guess whose ad I'm looking at ready to call?
Alex.
Alex. And then I show it to him, right? And I was like, you know, you can't even make this up. You know, I have a 96-page book, and what ad did I have open? To the sprinkler system that Alex does.
Yep, happy homes and yards, folks. But thanks
all
for listening
right.
to the
thanks,
show.
Thanks, guys.
Downtown Clearwater to WTAN Radio Network.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen